Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and today we're going to talk about dancing and patriotism and veterans, and it's all coming together in the fourth annual Dancing with the Stars and Stripes on April 13th at the Sonoma County Day School's Jackson Theater in Santa Rosa. And in the studio with me, I have Barbara McChesney. She is the event manager for Dancing with the Stars and Stripes. And also Joe Millsap. He is the communications manager for Veterans Resource Centers of America. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. So let's talk. Now, this is the fourth annual.
Yes.
So tell us how this all came together. What is Dancing with the Stars and Stripes?
Well, the long story is that it came together. My brother is a Vietnam veteran, Burton McChesney, and he's on the board of directors for Veterans Resource Center, VRC. And about 4 years ago, I was preparing to retire from my career and wanted to do some volunteer work for the agency, thinking I would go in once a week to one of their facilities and do a project.
Sure.
And so my brother, I talked to my brother, and he said, well, we need fundraising. And I said, well, I don't know anything about that. So that was the end of the discussion. And then I have a good friend, Vera Harvey, who has been doing the Dancing with the Stars at the Raven Theater for several years. And we came up with the idea of doing Dancing with the Stars and Stripes for veterans. And so she became our director our first year.
Nice.
And then after that, continued her work with the Raven, and then Rod Rea became our director from that point on, so
okay.
For the last few years.
Nice. Yeah. So is this similar to what we see on television with the Dancing
with
the Stars?
It's very similar in that we have, this year we have 11 dance teams made up of local celebrities, and they're paired with professional dancers in the area. And so they compete in front of professional judges and are rated on the same scale as the pro-am judging. And the dancers are competing for two different awards. One is the People's Choice Award, which is the most money raised. And so they've all been hard at work raising money. We have their pictures on our website.
Great.
And you can donate on our website to their team.
Yeah.
And then they compete in front of the judges. So they get a judge's award based on their quality of dancing, and they get the People's Choice Award based on their donations.
Okay.
And then there's a combination, then that those two scores are combined the night of the event, and then there's a top winner for the event.
Very fun.
And they also are selling raffle tickets for, we have awesome raffle prizes this year, and so their raffle prize tickets go toward, sale of their raffle prize tickets goes toward the event as well, towards their vote as well.
Yeah.
So that will be the big surprise, because they can see how much money they've raised, but nobody knows how many raffle tickets they've sold.
That
will be, and then at the night of the event, we also have voting boxes, and we will have a couple of people dressed sort of like the old cigarette girls that will be walking around with voting boxes so people can vote for them at the event as well. And those votes will be tallied throughout the night and then added to their total before we announce the grand winner.
All right. So this is definitely a time when you want to stuff the ballot box, right?
Yes. And every vote counts.
Right.
Definitely. We want those ballot boxes stuffed.
Can you tell us a little bit about the dancers who are joining us this year?
Oh, my. I have a list. It's always hard for me to remember. We have...
maybe I'll start with the vets.
We have three... Oh, good idea. We have three veterans. We have a man named Paul Pazansky, who is a Vietnam veteran. He's our oldest dancer this year. He's 76. We have Penny Ferry, who is our next oldest dancer, and those two are dancing. Oh, Penny's not a vet. Sorry.
No,
I got caught up with the oldest dancer.
They
were really proud. They were being
good.
The oldest dancers, and
they're
dancing with the youngest professionals.
Nice. I can see their pictures here on the website, which is dancingwiththestarsandstripes.org, and they look fantastic.
Yes. So we have three veterans, Paul, Mike Henderson, and Clint St. Martin, and then we have one active duty military by the name of Rochelle Benuet, and then our MC is also a Vietnam veteran, Gary Greenow, and he is very active in the veteran community in
That's
Sonoma
great.
County.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So on
and then we have lots of other wonderful dancers.
You do, yes.
That should all be named.
They look great.
They're amazing.
They're practicing hard.
Exactly. Yes. I'm seeing here Bonnie Gordon.
Yes.
Clint St. Martin.
Bonnie Gordon was the first person to ask me to be in the show.
Oh, good.
Yes. Okay. She was the first person.
Enthusiasm.
Ask.
I love
very
it.
Very enthusiastic. She even took a fundraising class.
Great. Oh, very cool.
Yes.
Deanna Reed.
Yes. She's our leader right now.
Nice.
And she also asked me to be in the show. She's awesome. Some people I have to approach and beg them. But some of them come and ask me to participate, which is really great.
That's
so Deanna
cool.
was one of those.
Esther Lemus?
Esther Lemus is the Windsor City, newest member on the Windsor City Council.
Mm-hmm. We have Marie Schrader.
Marie Schrader is a local music teacher. She's teaches music at Windsor District, and she also is very involved in Lake County theater productions.
Great. Mike Henderson.
Mike Henderson was a dispatcher.
Oh, really?
And I found him at an event with Mike McGuire, mm-hmm. and I saw him dancing.
Oh.
So one of our volunteers for the show came over and said, Barbara, watch him.
Exactly. Put two and two together.
And it turned out he was a veteran also.
Oh, that's
he
great.
He thought I was very strange because I just walked up to him and said, I really like the way you dance. There's this old woman coming in.
Nice online. I love it. Randy Scott?
Randy Scott is the husband of one of the employees at VRC. Mm-hmm. What's her official title?
Vicky Scott.
Vicky Scott.
Randy's wife is executive assistant to Peter Cameron, who's our president and CEO.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great.
And he did a little soft shoe for me one day. We ran into him at Walmart and he said, oh, you're in.
very good. And then Tim Barnes.
Tim Barnes is the mayor of Lakeport. Mm-hmm. And he came in late into the competition.
Okay.
We had somebody that had to drop out, and he came in, and we really appreciated
nice.
That. And
great.
He's awesome. So we have two people from Lake County.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
So your stars, they're not professional dancers,
no.
right? Okay. But
no.
they are paired together with people who are pros.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. All
nice.
The pros
okay.
are.
They might feel professional by the end of this.
Yes.
Yeah. yeah. And so what is the training process like? Are they behind the scenes working this out? Do they work with their partners? Like, how long do they have to get
we
ready?
We match them up in November.
Okay.
November, December, we match them all up. Mm-hmm. Once all the teams were matched up, then they were free to start practicing. And so most of them have started their practice in January. And they meet, most of them meet once a week, some more, some less.
Sure.
And some of them videotape their
oh, great.
Performances so they can watch them at home and practice at
yeah,
home.
Yeah, yeah.
So the professionals choreograph the routine.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
They both decide on what style of dance they're going to do and choose their music. And then that has to be cleared through our director, Rod, to make sure that we don't have, you know, five West Coast swings or
oh, okay. gotcha.
The same music mm-hmm. or right. anything right. like that.
Yeah, so. Exactly. You don't want one of those bring it on moments. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's our routine.
Yeah. So there's a little competition between them because some of the pros have their favorite style.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have a lot of, it seems like we have a lot of pros that are involved with West Coast swing this
okay.
year. So we had to kind of work through
sure, sure.
those details.
It's going to be a little bit intimidating for these non-professionals to come out and, you know, strut their stuff literally in front of everyone.
I know. I keep thinking about doing it. And my husband was the star the first year.
Uh-huh.
And he loves to be on stage. And I am, I keep thinking about it. I think it would be really fun.
Yeah.
I'll be 64 in October, so I think, oh, maybe I should do it when I'm 64.
Exactly.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
Jury's
it's,
out on that
it's
one.
It's such an expressive way to just enjoy yourself and have fun and great exercise. And really, as we have talked over the different stars, any age mm-hmm. person can be a dancer. And it's really, it's a lot of fun. So at the event, the fourth annual Dancing with the Stars and Stripes on April 13th at Sonoma County Day School's Jackson Theater in Santa Rosa, are you seeing these people perform? Are they dancing in front of
oh,
you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So the show starts with the 11 couples dancing their mm-hmm. routine. So it's a long beginning because we have all 11 couples on stage.
Sure.
I mean, not all at the same time, but they do their dance.
Right.
And then we have VRC will speak for a few moments about the agency.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have an intermission where the there's an opportunity to stuff the ballots more.
Nice.
We do have a VIP reception at the event this year, mm-hmm. which is an extra cost for your ticket. And we have food provided by three top professional chefs in the area.
Very nice.
And then we have desserts provided by local pastry chefs, mm-hmm. and it's going to be awesome. This is the first time to do this type of VIP reception.
Okay, very cool.
And all the wine and beer has been donated. And it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so those tickets can be purchased along with regular price tickets at dancingwiththestarsandstripes.org. Is that
yes.
the place to go?
Yes.
There is that the only place that you can get tickets?
Yes.
That
you have to buy tickets online.
Okay. No
yes.
problem.
Or a donation of $250 or more
okay.
provides you with tickets and other benefits.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. And you do have some sponsors, too. That's pretty cool. To put on an event like this, especially with all the organization that goes behind it.
Yes.
You really need some extra
yes.
support. So some of the main sponsors that we see on the website at dancingwiththestarsandstripes.org, we have Chef Carlo Cavallo Catering, Sushimoto's, Elvin Guinness
yes.
Photography, The Good Company, Sonoma
yes.
County Catering, Sonoma Country Day School, of course, hosting the space, E&J Gallo Winery, Nepali Kai, Nepali Surf, the Mauian Veal Outdoor Advertising, helping out Esther Lemus on the town council. She, of course, is supporting it as well. California Veterans Benefit Fund, the Heck Foundation, PT&E, Party Tents and Events. I work with them, too. They're great.
Oh.
Jackson Family Wines, Facility Development Company, Chateau Montelena Winery, Exchange Bank, Community First Credit Union, the Florist Grove Florist, and Rodney Strong Vineyards, all sponsoring this event.
Thank you for reading those off.
Sure,
I couldn't
no
do
problem.
That by memory.
I do events on the side as well,
yeah.
and I know that it takes a lot, really, to put something like this together. It takes months of planning.
I also wanted to mention we have a team of about 80 to 100 volunteers
wow,
to make this
that's
happen,
great. Mm-hmm.
And it's an incredible commitment on the part of so many people to help veterans, and it's really impressive.
Yeah.
We still need a few more volunteers.
Okay, good.
For a few roles that we have left,
mm-hmm.
and so if anybody's interested in volunteering, they can contact us.
Okay, great.
And
the website is the best place to do
yes.
that?
Okay. Yes.
Again, and that's dancingwiththestarsandstripes.org. Let's talk a little bit about the beneficiary. We have
yes.
Joe Millsap here, who is the communications manager for Veterans Resource Centers of America. Can you tell us about the organization?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So we are a registered 501c3. We're based here in Santa Rosa. VRC was actually founded or co-founded by Peter Cameron, our current president and CEO, in 1972, gone through a couple of name changes through those 47 years of our agency providing direct services to veterans. So we really pride ourselves on a couple of things. One, a lot of veterans serving veterans. About 40% of our workforce is made up of veterans, and of course the other 60% are just really compassionate individuals. You know, everybody who's in this is doing it kind of for the same reason, right?
Sure.
To serve those guys and gals. So we have 14 resource centers across three states, Northern California, and we also have locations in Arizona and Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Our three primary focus areas in terms of services are housing, both transitional and permanent supportive housing, behavioral health treatment and counseling, and individualized case management. So, you know, what I want to say about this event and why it's so important to us and really flattering that, you know, Barbara and our other event coordinator, Jill, have been able to stir up this local community and get everybody so involved, it matters. So for two reasons, the funds that we raise go directly towards our veteran programs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one thing we're really proud of is not just helping these vets and getting them back on their feet and reintegrated into the community, but one thing that we really focus on in doing that and delivering those services is putting as much of every dollar directly towards those programs as possible. So frankly, we run into folks fairly often who maybe haven't heard of us or aren't as familiar with us. You know, we don't spend a lot of money doing, you know, splashy marketing and,
sure,
and promotions.
Yeah.
So events like this, where we do get our name out there a little bit, they really matter because, again, those dollars are important, but also just having the community support. You know, we do a lot of things. You know, we primarily operate off of grant money. We have one, our biggest grant is the Supportive Services for Veteran Families grant through the VA. But a lot of those grants don't allow us to do everything that we would like to be able to do. Sure. So the funds that are raised through this event and other donations that we get throughout the year really help us fill in those gaps. And we also run into to issues from time to time when we're trying to get something done. A good recent and local example is we are in the process of developing a permanent supportive housing facility in Windsor, okay. Right near the town green. And I was actually here at KSRO a few months ago talking about that when we got a big funding grant through the state.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. So that's in process. We haven't broken ground on it yet, but will this year. Mm-hmm. And look to actually finish construction and start moving some veterans into there at some point next year. And so big projects like that, services are one thing, and you know they take a lot of human capital and money to deliver them. But big projects like this really do take an entire community to bring it
sure.
together.
Yeah.
Again, both in the funds and just the support overall. And we've had a lot of vocal support from Sonoma County and from the town of Windsor itself. And they both put in a lot of money towards it as well already. So it's just, again, really flattering and exciting for us.
Yeah, that's great. And so in the last 3 years, and now this will be the fourth year of the Dancing with the Stars and Stripes, how much have you been able to raise and pass on to VRC?
We have netted about $150,000 in the 3 years. So
that's
it's
amazing.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And we're on a really good track this year and very hopeful that we're going to go above the years that in
that's
the past.
Great.
It's really awesome.
Very cool.
So we're very proud of what we've accomplished.
Of course. If someone cannot attend the event but still wants to support, maybe vote for one of these wonderful dancing teams or just to support the work of VRC, how can they support you?
They can go to the website, mm-hmm. and there's a button that says donate.
Okay.
And you can donate either to a dance team. You can choose a dance team to vote for, and or you can just donate to the cause.
Okay, great.
And either way is fine.
Excellent.
The dance teams, of course, appreciate.
They would love that.
So appreciate. They're getting very competitive.
Sure, sure. Where do your professional dancers come from?
They come from all. We have two professional dancers in Lake County. Mm-hmm. We have one of our professional dancers is from Marin County, and the rest are all from Sonoma County.
Cool.
And there's a very large dance community in Sonoma County. I don't know if you're aware of that. We have, there's a place, Monroe Hall, which is my husband and I met there actually 23 years ago dancing.
Nice.
And so many of our volunteers and our professional dancers we've met through their teaching at Monroe Hall, and some of them from other areas too, our Lake County. And many of our volunteers come from our dance community.
Oh, really? Great.
Yeah, so we're having a lot of fun sharing all of our love of dance
yeah.
with VRC. And it was a little bit of a, my brother's a big fan of the TV show, so he was all over it when we suggested it to him. But, you know, it was a little bit of a push with some of the other veterans. They're like, dancing veterans? it somehow didn't make sense.
Sure.
And it's really come together to be a really fun way to honor
so
the
great.
Veterans
yeah.
and raise money in a way that's a big party.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big party. And that's what our MC keeps saying. It's going to be a party this year. So, it's.
That's fun. Very cool. And the name just sort of rolls off the tongue. I love it. Dancing with the Stars and Stripes. It just makes sense.
Yes.
And I think
yes.
this was you had played a big role in coming up with this idea and the name specifically.
Well, what happened is I was in a car with two friends of mine, happened to be veterans, and I was talking about my brothers, you know, telling me they need fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we came up with the idea of approaching Vera about extending, you know, doing her show at the Raven and then also doing this one, my husband said, I know, Dancing with the Stars and Stripes. And it just sort of, you know.
It's perfect.
It just worked.
I love it. Yeah. It's so much fun. Yeah. So the big event is coming up on April 13th. It's happening at Sonoma County Day School's Jackson Theater. Great place to hold an event in Santa Rosa. This is the fourth annual event. You can buy tickets right now at dancingwiththestarsandstripes.org. And that VIP ticket includes some yummy appetizers and wine and beer.
And desserts.
And desserts from our pastry chefs. And also the raffle tickets. Now, you're purchasing these in advance or you purchase them at the event or both?
You can purchase them in advance.
Okay.
And then we will also be selling them at the event.
Okay.
The raffle prizes are amazing. We have a 17 nights in Hawaii.
What?
Yeah. A total of 17 nights in Hawaii. sailing
Sign
on the
me up.
I know. I have them with me.
Okay.
We have sailing on the San Francisco Bay. And we have a Sonoma Country Getaway that's a cottage that sleeps 10 people. So even people in Sonoma County might enjoy that.
Oh, sure.
Because if they have friends from out of town, they want to have a gathering.
Or have a little staycation away from, you know, everybody.
Yes.
That would be nice.
Yes. Not tell anybody where you are.
Right.
So we have fabulous prizes this year. We're very excited.
How much are the tickets?
$10 for the raffle tickets.
That's amazing. Okay, cool.
Yes. We have an incredible team. Rod Rea is our director. His wife, Laura, is our assistant director. Jill Hager is our event coordinator, and everybody's working really, really hard. It's crunch time right now.
Yeah,
so we're all
for
working
sure.
Really hard. Yes.
Getting ready right before the event is all hands on deck.
Yes.
And also, you know, if you have time to volunteer for this event, please go to the website at dancingwiththestarsandstripes.org because it invariably happens. You're days before the event or even the day before, and volunteers have some reason or another that they can't show up. And it's tough because we're counting on these people. So any last-minute help, too, can really just fill in those gaps.
Yes.
So head to the website at dancingwiththestarsandstripes.org. Not only will you be able to volunteer and help out your community and help out veterans, but you're going to have a great time. This is going to be so much fun.
Are you coming?
Really will.
That looks amazing. I would love to come.
Put you on the spot there.
Exactly.
It's really fun. It's
okay,
a really
cool.
fun night.
Yeah, yeah. So you can pre-stuff the ballots if you want to right now by going to dancingwiththestarsandstripes.org and donating and voting for your team. It's $1 per vote, right? That goes towards that dancing team? Okay, very cool. So you can do it that way. You can purchase your tickets in advance and just really have a lot of fun. You can buy the raffle tickets at the event as well.
The dancers have been working really, really hard, not only to raise money, but to perfect a dance routine, and the routines this year are going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a great show.
Nice.
I'm really, really proud of all of them for the hard work that they've done.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's
It'll be so much fun to see. Very cool. Thank you both for coming in, and thank you for sharing the details about Veterans Resource Centers of America, which you can find online at vetsresource.org. Again, that's vetsresource.org. Very strong presence here in Sonoma County and in the future even more so with this great housing for veterans that's coming up in Windsor and all of the work that they do to help out people who really have earned that help. Yes, they've served our country and it's our turn now to make sure that they're taken care of. So such a wonderful cause. Thank you both for coming in. I appreciate
it.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.
Joe Millsap is the communications manager for Veterans Resource Centers of America, and Barbara McChesney is the event manager for the fourth annual Dancing with the Stars and Stripes coming up on April 13th at the Sonoma Country Day School's Jackson Theater in Santa Rosa. Find out all the details at dancingwiththestarsandstripes.org. This is Sonoma County Focus.